Up to the last pasuk in Perek Beis. The last pasuk, Perek Beis, says, "Gam eizet teitzi v'yodayich al rosheich." You will also exit from this with your hands upon your head. In other words, to say continuation of the previous pasuk, where Hashem criticizes Klal Yisrael for putting their confidence and support and faith in Mitzrayim. At this point in time, the Nebuchadnezzar is beginning to gather his troops and to ascend to Yerushalayim, and the writing is on the wall. Everyone already gets the sense of what's coming next. And Klal Yisrael should, at this point, do tshuva and turn to Hashem. But unfortunately, they ignore Hashem and they look to find support and seek assistance from Melech Mitzrayim, Paro Necho. And at this point in time, I'm not sure it's Paro Necho, I take it back, that's not Paro Necho, but they seek support from Mitzrayim. And the previous pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, is angry. Why are you seeking assistance from Mitzrayim? You're going to be put to shame. Just like years ago when Melech Ashur, you thought that he would come, he would help you, and instead of helping you, he destroyed you. Likewise, Egypt is not going to be a source of support. And the pasuk continues with the same gam also, ne'ezeh. Gam over here is in addition to the disgrace that you suffered from your reliance upon Ashur, you will also suffer disgrace upon your reliance of Mitzrayim. Gam also me'ezeh from this, teitzi, you will take leave. You will leave, you will basically abandon, you will abandon your hopes. You will come to realize that it was a waste of time and effort and resources. And not only will you abandon it, v'yodayich al rosheich, you'll lift up your hands on your head. There are many interpretations of what this means. Either means like a person is in a state of mourning. When a person is in mourning or is in shock or is in pain, you pick up your hands out of frustration and sorrow. Oy, what has happened to us? There's another interpretation that Das Seferim, he says it means that you're going to go in as captives. A captive, they always tell you, you always see this, put your hands on your head, put your hands up, right? Got you. When the police arrest the person, they tell the person, raise your hands. Why do they tell you to raise your hands? Because your hands, if you can see your hands, that means there's no weapon in your hands. They're always afraid. So our captives are all they're told to keep their hands up. That's an expression. And over here, the passage includes, Ki Mo'as Hashem b'niv tochai, Hashem has rejected your guarantors. Those people who you think are going to help you, Hashem has rejected them. They're not going to help you. V'lo satzlichi lohem, and you will not find any success upon your alliance of them. Let's see the Mitzugos Pasek Lamed Zayin. Matei gam migam Lamed Zayin. Gam me'ezeh. From this as well you will take leave. Kimo sheyotzosa b'da'ago v'yilola me'etz melech Ashur. The Gam is referring to Melech Ashur. Just like years ago you relied upon Melech Ashur and you were deeply disappointed. Kain likewise teitzini melech Mitzrayim b'da'ago. You will take leave with the king of Mitzrayim with worry. V'yodcha yu minochim al roshech. Your hands will be on your head. Kederech ha'mekoinon. Like a person who is mourning raises his hands in frustration and sorrow over his fate.
That's different. Surrender.
Okay, I told you over here is the Mitzudos, the Das Seifim, right? Over here in the article he quotes the Das Seifim that provides another interpretation, which means you surrendering, you're going as captives. The Mitzudos is an understanding over here, the expression of raising your hands is an expression of mourning, of wailing. Hashem has rejected those people who have guaranteed your security. Hashem detests this that you, the Jewish people, put your confidence in the world superpower, that they are going to protect you. Ultimately, you will not find favor in their eyes. They will come to hate you. They will reject you. liyos l'chol ezer, and they will know they will not be assistants mul hakamim olecha, against those who rise up against you. Okay, we mentioned yesterday, it's very frightening because it's exactly what's going on, exactly this. Hashem causes. Hashem.
You just said something like the Mitzrim will in the end.
Well, no, but Hashem will cause that the Mitzrim will reject you. Hashem is rejecting what you're doing, and the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about, he causes things to happen. He will cause, he'll put a machshav in their mind not to follow through and not to provide assistance. This is the Nisayon of our generation. We live, Eretz Yisrael, we live in a very difficult. Tomorrow is, you know, Yom HaZikaron. Tomorrow is the memorial in Eretz Yisrael, a memorial for all of the soldiers, people who fought, gave up their life, Eretz Yisrael, people who put their lives at risk, and this is the very big sign of this generation. We read the news, we're brainwashed by the news that they're always discussing is the relationship between America and Israel. Where does it stand? How does the relationship stand in this administration relative to the previous administration? Going back to the previous, and what's going to be in the future? The first question we ask, what does this candidate say about Eretz Yisrael? What does this candidate say about Eretz Yisrael? So we have no question about it. We have to do a shtadlus. I mean, it's a davar poshut ad ma'od. You've got to be a fool not to do a shtadlus. But the question is, we have to, in the back of our mind, it's a very tight wire to walk. It's a very great nesayon is to recognize that hakol bidei shamayim, that all of this is just a show. We do the hishtalos, rely upon America, upon our allies. But if we put our full confidence in these nations, we're just reliving. And making the same mistakes that we made in the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, exactly what Yirmiyah says to Klal Yisrael, you're going to be put to shame. You're going to be put to shame. Matezli gam me'ezet heitzi. You're going to leave this in a state of shame and frustration. V'yodayich al roshech, you'll lift up your hands in anguish. We were fools in thinking that these people are going to help us and come to our aid, because ki mo'as Hashem b'nif. Hashem has rejected your attitude of putting your confidence in these super world powers instead of putting your confidence in the Ribbono Shel Olam v'lo satzlichi lohem. These words mamash speak to us probably more now in this generation than it has been probably in the last 2,000 years.
But the way it's being, the way you're presenting it, it sounds very ambivalent. On the one hand, people say, why do anything? It doesn't make any difference.
No, of course you have to do. Of course you have to. I'm not from that machne.
But if you do hishtadlus, well, who are you doing hishtadlus with? And so on. I mean,
listen, I'm not from the machne. I'm from the machne that holds you have to do hishtadlus. You have to do everything you can possibly do. And that's the way we were brought up, of course. But it's just a matter of attitude.
It's reflecting an attitude. Yeah. Did I hear?
Yeah. What do you hear? What attitude do you hear?
Yeah, a lot of people say, it doesn't matter, we don't know.
No, I disagree.
We can't make a difference.
I respectfully disagree. No, disrespectfully. No, I think that's just laziness, and that's yeyosh. Chas v'shalom to do that. That's not the way I've been brought up. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else. But the camp that I find that I have been exposed to is very strong on hishtadlus, very strong. Unfortunately, not.
I agree with you.
But the danger is, you know, the attitude is what is critical. That's what these psukim are mentioning. Let us look at Rashi. Rashi, there is no Rashi. Let's look at the Radak. Radak, gam ezet teitzi, you will take exit. Ratzolaymar min hamakom hazesh, from this mokom, this place, Egypt, or from this shloyo yo ilucha. It will be of no benefit. The people that you rely upon will be of no benefit for you. This that you rely upon them will be of no benefit for you. You will not find success from relying upon them. this that you put your confidence in them will result in absolutely nothing. Umash Amar Vyodaich al Rashaykh, what does it mean that the hands will be raised upon your head? Ki kein derech isha hatzoekes al ido. A tragedy. If Chas V'Shom, a woman finds herself in the matzav of a tragedy, it is a human reflex to raise your hand in frustration and in pain. She walks around in the street. Her hands are on her head. It says in Shmuel that Tamar and when she went with David's daughter, when she was raped, so she put her hands on her head and she walked around. The Yoinasan Tirgimi translates over here, uvatas, a different interpretation, it means shame. Uvatas means being put to shame. It means put choyveich al roshech, and your guilt, the guilt of your sin will be upon your head. Let's actually see the Targum. Here, Pasuk Lamed, the last Pasuk in this Perek.
Is it sin, or is it the
your guilt?
Or is it over the misplaced trust?
Yeah, right, over the misplaced trust. That's a sin. That's Chayvech. That's your guilt. The guilt of your misplaced trust will be a point, will be a reference of shame for you. So it's different than the Mitzudos. Mitzudos explains an expression of frustration, of anguish. He's explaining it's going to lift up your hand in embarrassment. Let us see the Mitzudos, the Targum of this last Pasuk. Af Milvas Dein. This Milvas means to accompany. Tifkin. Af Milvas Dein. Af Milvas Dein Tifkin. From this you will exit. I'm not sure what this means really. Uvahasas choyvich, vahasas means shame. I actually looked up that word. Uvahasas choyvich al reishech, and the shame of your guilt will be upon your head. Arei rochik Hashem roch tzonoch. Hashem has distanced. He has distanced your confidence, the confidence that you put in these nations. V'lo sitz lechim lehon, they will not provide for you assistance. Okay, now we go to the next thing. Next.
Rabbi, but when you pray to Hashem, but he has to use an agent.
Absolutely.
So the agent,
it's attitude.
Maybe that those people are his
100%, but it's purely a matter of attitude. It's all purely a matter of it's the same exact facts on the ground. It's the same boots on the ground. The only question is, where is your mind? You have belief in the boots, or you have belief in the Ribbono Shlom was pulling all the strings?
Well,
what do you mean both? I mean,
you pray to Hashem, you don't want an outright miracle.
Right.
So you have to have a
shtadlus. You have to derech hateva. I don't know if I find it both, but the emphasis is on the one who is who's pulling the strings, who is in control.
God helps those who
help themselves. Okay. Okay, Inachnami. Inachnami. There has to be both. Okay. I accept both. Let's go to the next. Now we go to a new theme. Lamar. Now we begin Paragimel. Lamar, again, we always mention in the Sifrei Nevi'im and Chumash, the chapter breaks are not necessarily, they do not derive from Jewish sources. So it could very well be over here that this is, I mean.
Originally, were they written with?
Well, the Prokim, well, you have the Tsuchos and the Stumos. You look in the Maidish, and they have here in this edition, there are Samachs and Peis. A Samach is a parsha stuma, which really means in our vocabulary, it's like a new paragraph, and a pay is a new chapter. So I mean, all over Tanakh, you have new sections here and there, but very often, more often than not, the chapter breaks, the parakim, we call the parakim, are not or kapitlach different.
There are differences from our. I mean, if you look at James version, you know, sometimes the
psukim
are a little off number wise.
In Chumash, it's very. It's the, in Chumash, a lot of the, many of the parakim. It's clearly a very great error. Why they didn't look in Chazal to understand Pshat and the Pasuk, why they put the chapter breaks where they did. But you see this also in the Haftorah. The Haftorah is always a section, and yet the Haftorahs, they span two parakim, three parakim. They start in the middle of a parak. The end, if Chazal selected a certain section to be read as a Haftorah, obviously that's considered to be one section. And yet you see that the parakim are broken up there differently. So obviously you see that there's a difference of understanding of how to break up the parakim.
The Pesukim aren't exactly?
No, the Pesukim are 100% accurate. The Pesukim are all traditional. The Pesukim that the Goyim did not tamper with. The Pesukim break, the Soif Pasuk, that comes from Sinai. That comes from the time it was written, and even the Trop. Even the Trop, the Tamei HaMikra, is also more or less, surely in Chumash. In Nach, it's a little bit weaker, but it's also tradition going back from the time that it was written. And that the Goyim did not, at least to the best of our knowledge, did not tamper with. What they did tamper with is the Parakim. Okay.
Going back to the Shtadlis.
Yeah.
It could be, nowadays, there's a much greater Hester Panim.
Yes.
To do more Ishtadlis.
Absolutely.
At that point, there was less Hester Panim. So you can rely less on Ishtadlis and more on direct Hashem's influence.
Absolutely. But if these Psukim were recorded for posterity, it's speaking to us. So the Psukim are written in a way where every generation has what to derive from these Psukim. Because Chazal said there were 1.2 million Nevi'im. And yet we only have 42. And 1.2 million Nevi'im, at least 1.2 million Nevi'im, they all had a message. They all said things which were very insightful. So why wasn't their word recorded for posterity? The answer to Chazal is because it was only for that generation. The people heard what they needed to hear. Finished. You learned, got the message. The next generation, it's irrelevant. Don't spend your time studying what they said because there are more important things to devote yourself to. But the words of these 42 Nevi'im that we have, their message is eternal. It's timely. Every generation can read the same words and derive a message. And therefore, if these words are being written for us, obviously there's a great limud in what's being said. It's not like you learn it in social studies in high school, in college, where you study history because history repeats itself. Right, that's what they taught us. You have to study history because every year social studies today, why do you have to learn from the mistakes of the previous generations? Because history repeats itself, you have to prepare. Navi is not like that. Navi, it's not just to learn from history, but the words of the Navi are speaking directly to this generation. This is prophecy. Prophecy is that they're speaking then and they're speaking directly to us. Even if there's nothing to learn, even if you'll find yourself in a situation where there's absolutely nothing to learn from past history, the words here were directed to this generation, giving you instruction on what exactly to do. These are holy words. It's different than just ordinary history. Let's go, Lamar. Now, Lamar, it's a very unusual pasuk. This is, in fact, that I saw one of the commentators that this is the only place in the entire Tanakh where a pasuk begins with the word Lamar. Normally, Lamar is the end of the pasuk. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Lamar. It's the end of the pasuk, or Lamar is the middle of the pasuk. Usually, it's the end of the pasuk. This is the only place in Gantz Tanakh where Lamar is the beginning of a pasuk.
What is a continuation of the list? Lamar would be continuing.
Well, that's the issue. We'll see the Mefarshim. We'll see. The Radak seems to say that it's a continuation. Radak seems to say that it's a direct continuation of the previous pasuk. Satzlichi Elohim, Lamar Hashem, and you'll not have success. And it leads in. All right, in a chanami, it would appear to me that this would be a very good place to break, to take a deep breath, and to relax. Even though there is no, it's not a psucha stuma. I mean, you can't deny the fact that there is no psucha or stuma at this point in time. Okay, but it's an interesting piece of information. It's the only place. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. Maybe it means, normally in Torah, it's the end of the pasuk, which that's normal, that's healthy. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lamar. Over here, Klal Yisrael, they're receiving Musar. When you receive Musar, everything is topsy-turvy. Everything is inside out. You're not holding where you should be holding. When Hashem only teaches Torah, it has to be in the proper sequence. But if we're not doing Hashem's Ratzon, then the vocabulary, the form of language is reversed in order to wake you up, that you should realize you're not where you should be. Lamar. Now here we give a mashal. The mashal we hear is saying, Yishlach ish es ishta v'holcha mitoy v'hoysa lishacher. Hayashuv eleha oid. If a man marries a woman, and he divorces her, and she remarries. So this is a loisas say in the Torah. You're not allowed to take back, a man is not allowed to take back a wife if she marries someone else. This is a to'eva. This in Torah is an abomination. A man is married to a woman, he divorces her, she marries someone else, and then subsequently she gets divorced from her second husband, or her second husband dies. And then the first... It's a pasuk, I think, in Parashas Kiseitse. So if a man is married to a woman, the woman, the husband divorces her, she marries a second man, the second husband either divorces her or he dies, and now the first husband says, you know, she wasn't so bad after all. Now... So it's not so bad, so let me go take her back. So this is a loy sase, it's an iser de araisa, it's a chi of malchus. It's not a chi of karis. So here we are, over here Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael something very interesting. This thing over here that my Hashem, it's well known, well established throughout the Tanakh and Chazal, that the relationship Hashem has with Klal Yisrael is compared to a husband and wife. When Klal Yisrael worship idols, it's as if they're having illicit relations with another. Klal Yisrael is the wife. And Klal Yisrael had the worship of the Zohar. It's different. Klal Yisrael is having an affair with another man. So the rule is, if a man and wife are married, and if the husband divorces her, and she legally, it's a kal v'chom, you have to be very careful how we understand the pasuk. If a husband divorces her, and the woman legally lives with another man, and then that other man dies or divorces her, so now everything according to the letter of the law is fine. No sin has been committed. Everything is kosher v'yosher. Yet, the first husband is not allowed to take her back because she was with another man. Al achas kama v'kama, if a woman was with another man illegally, shaloika halacha, she was mezana. A man is married to a woman, and the woman is there still fully married, and she's mezana. She has an affair with another man. So al achas kama v'kama, she's a soita, basically. She's a soita. Al achas kama v'kama, the husband is no longer allowed to be with his wife. So it's exactly what Hashem is saying. Technically, Hashem is saying, if we're married at Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael was married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you have committed a sin by worshipping idols, you have been unloyal, unfaithful, so technically Hashem says, I'm no longer allowed to take you back. But you know what? For you, Klal Yisrael, it's going to be Hayro Asha. I'm going to make an exception, which is a Pella. How can Hashem make an exception in Halacha? Halacha, Torah does not change. The Torah, it's one of the animamins. One of the animamins is that the Torah shloitei nuchlefes vloitei toacheres klal. Yet Hashem says, and Hashem is saying that Hashem is bound by the laws of the Torah. Hayro Asha, Hashem is making an exception. Hashem is willing to take us back. And that's exactly what the pasuk of here says. Leima Hashem says as follows, Hein, behold, Yishalach ish es ishto. A man sends away his wife and she goes, Mito, is she allowed to return to her first husband? And even when everything is legal, everything is kahalacha. If such a thing would happen, this would be an extreme degree of guilt. The word for guilt here is yuschanifa. Halo chonoif techanaf haaretz. Hahi, the earth would be flattered. This is an expression which has to be understood, which means flattery is an expression of guilt. The earth will be contaminated. The at yet you, my people, Klal Yisrael, zonis, re'im rabim, not only have you consorted with one man, you have had a relation with many men. While you're still married to me, you have zonis, you have strayed, re'im rabim, many friends, many friends, and yet Hashem, you know what? I'm still willing to take you back to me, v'shoyv elai nu'um Hashem, I'm still willing to take you back to me. Maybe, I'm just thinking, we mentioned before, maybe when it says Lamar, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamar, that's probably the most famous, popular pasuk in the entire Chamishah Torah. Torah is halacha. Halacha. Here Hashem is saying a pasuk that Shaloi ke halacha. Kneged the halacha. So that's why Lamar is at the beginning of the pasuk. When the Torah is kahalacha, Vaidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamar, it comes at the end. Here where Hashem is teaching Klal Yisrael, I'm going to make an exception to the halacha, the word Lamar appears in the beginning of the pasuk. Okay, let's take a look over here out here. Here's over here. Let's take a look over here at the Mitzudot Stavit. Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Aleph. Lamar, Ritzon Lamar, Meharoi Lamar LeYisrael Azos. Hashem says to Yirmi, it's fitting that you should give over the following message to Klal Yisrael. Hinei im Yigorish Ish es Ishtar v'heter, and with permission, Holcha Meito v'Hoysel Yishacher v'Af im Loi Boleha. Bigger Chiddush, even if the second man did not have marital relations with his new wife, they're just legally married, the halacha is she is still not allowed to return to her first husband. Hayoshuv.
It's yes before, but it's a pasuk. Lo yuchal ba'alav shon l'shuv l'kachtor.
Right, it's a fairish pasuk. Ki barish ki seitzei.
No, but I mean that's.
It's a pasuk in the Torah.
The darshan on it though. I mean, when I learned it, it says oki amutsa isha acharon, that she'll be the death of you. In other words, if you marry her a second time, you're going to die with her.
It's a sakana.
She was the death of you the first time.
Wow, women, boy.
It's
dangerous.
Here's Nathan.
Hayoshoif v'chiyuchal bal harisha l'shuv oy elecha l'kachta achar shemes hasheni oy gugirsha. No, haloi ba'avur avoyna hazet tischayev l'haretzahi. The earth is guilty. Hanase ba, the earth which upon which this sin has been committed. Hanase ba kizos v'atikabel gemula misholem. The earth will receive its punishment. It's called flattery. You're flattering the earth when you do an avera. There's Shemayim and there's Oretz. This is the popular drush. Hashem is in Shemayim. Man, Hashem has given man the earth. Every Avera is where the person is a koich of taiva. You want to enjoy. You want to enjoy life on this world. But Hashem said, don't. Hashem said, it's osur. When you don't listen to Hashem, you're flattering the earth. Flattery is when you're giving something to someone more than what they deserve. The earth does not deserve to receive this benefit because Hashem said not to do it. And that is an expression, an expression of guilt. The at, however, you might judge my people, avlato yisrael im kibodcha tachti, while you're still married to me. That's a kal v'chomer. Zonis, you have strayed. Be'isur im ahuvim rabim, with many lovers. Ritzon Elohimar, im ki avadeto akum chalukos, you have worshipped multiple forms of idols. Im kol zeh shuv elai v'akabelcha b'tshuva, Hashem said, we're willing to forgive you. Let's see the Radak. First, Rashi, lemor, hen yishalach. Yesh li loymar. She'ein, Hashem says, technically speaking, according to the letter of the law, I have the right to reject you. I have the right to dismiss you forever from me. Yesh li loymar she'ein od at roi li. You no longer fit for me. Kikein derech ha-mishalech es ishtoi v'holcha bi'loch, because that is the halacha. However, the ad zonis reyim rabim im oyhavim rabim the af al pichein shuvilai, yet Hashem says I'm going to allow you to return to me. The shuvilai kmo asos v'loshuv, this is a command, asos v'loshuv, to get up and to return elai, and the oisik boch, I will busy myself with you. Okay, let's see the radak pasuk aleph. Okay, just repeat some of the things, just elaborate a little bit more. Leimor inyonoi So over here the Radak says that the word Lamar is a direct continuation of the previous pasuk, almost as if we had this idea yesterday, almost as if the Radak says, make believe there is no soif pasuk between the last parak and this parak. In Yonoi, this is to be interpreted, key in with the previous pasuk. Hashem has rejected the people, Mitzrayim, of whom you put your faith in. Ki mo'as Hashem, hu mo'as Umoas b'cho Hashem, Kimoas Hashem, Hashem has rejected you. Ba'avur miftochayich, ve'oymar loch, and Hashem says to you, "What are you doing? What's this nonsense? Are you putting your confidence in Egypt?" Hein yishalach ishasishtoi chonoyv techanaf aretz. Sahi, the earth is going to be flooded. She'asem bezeh hamaisa. K'moish amar Torah, the Torah says, "Ki toevohi lufnei Hashem v'lo yisachti es aretz." And it says the word, it's a toev, it's an abomination of a man to take back his wife after he has divorced her and she's married to someone else, the Torah says, is an abomination. The word flattery means to sin. The ad zanis reim rabim reshuv elai. The mekoymus rabim, over here, Radak reviews the basic concept that in many places we find him shul hakosav kinesis shul isha v'akadosh baruch hu ba'alo, that the relation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is one of a husband and wife. Kolaymar shalokoloy la'am nachla, Hashem is the husband. He took Klal Yisrael as it says his inheritance. V'hi lo ki isha, Klal Yisrael is a wife. V'hu lo ki ba'al, and Hashem is Klal Yisrael as a husband. V'chumayu isha shetizne tachas ba'alo shehi chayev chayeves. If a woman is mezaneh, if she commits adultery, she is guilty. Kain Yisrael shaholchu achrei amim rabim v'davku b'bita usam koyre hakosav zeh zinus. When Klal Yisrael worships idols, it's considered to be adultery. V'zeh ho'inyin nimsa b'neviim shedibu b'zeh hamashul. You find this all over Neviim. V'kar inyin zeh inyin zinus v'shimshu b'ibolo b'choloshin shal zinus. All the various, the vocabulary, the lexicon of zinus is used in reference to worshiping idols. V'zeh harbe b'sefer yiches. Yecheskel makes use of this the most. Omar, he gives examples. The Achash, the Omar, anyway, Hashem is saying, Achash shalachta lebolam achilevti, you went to other bolam, other husbands, meaning other avodah zarah. Eich tashuvi elayot, how can you return to me? The afil tashuvi b'shuva, even if you'll do tshuva, it's not going to help. The halach is, you're not allowed to return. Lo tuchli lo shuv elay ad, Ad shetigli mi'artzeich, you're not going to be able to return to me until you go into exile. The teshri sham yamim rabim, ad shetishkechi avonecha rishon, until your sin is forgotten. V'lo yala limcha oyd avodas alilim, yachachein tashuv ilai v'oshuv ilecha, and then you'll be able to return to me. Now, Radak over here is...
He's basically saying here, there's no tshuva for Avodas Zarah.
He's saying, technically speaking, the pasuk is saying technically, but he says something over here very interesting. I don't know why he adds this in.
The pasuk that says, you know, he's a safer
three sukkim. Oh, it's coming up right now. Two pasukim is coming up that pasuk. So, but he's saying, but he adds over here something in which is really ikar chasam and aser. He's saying this, but there is a really technical hope when you'll go into galus, and when you're in galus, you'll forget, the sin will be completely forgotten. It'll be off the books.
So there has to be an intermediary stage.
Intermediary stage where the avera is as if it never happened. That's what technically should happen. But Hashem says, I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to take you back, even though the sin is still known. It's still on the record. As long as the sin is on the record, technically it is forbidden for the husband to take her back. If the sin is off the record, how can sin be off the record? If you go into Golis, that's what the Radak says, you go into Golis, and there you'll be forgotten that you ever worshipped idols, then it'll be possible to make believe it never happened, so then I can take you back.
But it,
I don't know. Possibly, maybe, I don't know, possibly. Baal means, it's a metaphor for the relation of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, now she goes to another husband.
The Baal was a strange
husband, possibly, absolutely. Okay, I don't know where he gets this from, how over here, it's off the record. I, and then if it's going to go, let's forget, but that's what he says. Now, before you see the Targum, there are two different points to mention. Number one is there is a medrash, and the medrash says Gedoyla teshuva shedoicha es loisase shebetoira. Teshuva is so great, it's doiche eloi sase. And this pasuk, he quotes exactly this pasuk, is here. There's a loy sase. Lo yuchal balo harishoin asher shulcha mibeis olashuv lakachta. It's a loy sase. But you see here, Hashem says, beferish, if you'll do tshuva, the at zonis reim rabim b'yer Hashem is v'shoiv elai nom Hashem. Do tshuva, I'm willing to take you back. Okay, and the second is the Gemara Masech Tainis. The Gemara indeed asked this question. The Gemara proves from this piece of Gemara that tshuva is so great, it's nasek kizachuyos. Maybe that's where the Radak is getting his idea from. That when a person does tshuva me'ava, then the aveira turns into a zuchus. When a person does tshuva me'yira, the aveira is still on the record. The record is still there. It's just that it's a shkoga. Tshuva me'yira, zidoinos, aveiros that were done b'mezid, turn into inadvertent sins. They turn into nasa shkogas, but it's on the record. If it's on the record, there's no way in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take us back. But if you do tshuva me'ahava, then the zidoinos nasa kizuchios, it's not on the record. It's not on the record. Memeil, there is not even going to be a violation of the loy sase. Those are the two points that I made in the portion. But let's just see the targum. Let's do the best we can with the targum. Pasuk Aleph, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Lememar, saying as follows: Ha Yiftar, could it possibly be if a man Yiftar he sends away Givar, a man Yas Itse, his wife who Sahach Mil Vase, and she goes on her way. The whole Mil Vase means she goes on her way from him. Usahel Givar Ochara to another man. Ha'efshar, is it possible, disuf levoso, that she can return to him? Oh, anymore. Halo mechov techov ara. He translates chanufa, chonoif, as guilt. Choiva. The earth is guilt. Ahi, the earth will be guilty for such a sin. V'at yet you, my people, klayashol, te'eso. You have made a mistake. V'ischabart le'amamin sagi'in. You have attached yourself to many nations. And yet Hashem says it's no problem. V'suvi mika'an, you return over here, mika'an, to over here, to me. Mika'an means, I guess, means to me. L'fulchani, to my service. Omar Hashem, so says Hashem. Okay, now we go to the next pasuk. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives harsh musar and describes in great detail exactly what we have done. Hashem, to see a knife, lift up your eyes, al shifoyim. Shifoyim can mean one of two things. Either it means hills. Lift up your eyes to all of the hills, all of to the mountains, all the public places. Or, according to Rashi, it means streams of water. El harim, but here is shifoyim. A hill. Here it means, according to the Mitzvah, it means a hill. According to Rashi, means streams of water. And according to the Targum, also means, it means also means streams of water. That's, I guess, where...
No, Rashi says...
Yivlemayim.
Oh, Yivlemayim.
Streams of water. And the Targum says, the Targum will see, it says... Nigidin. Nigidin also means, I looked up in the Joshua, it means also streams. It means a place of streams. Nogdin. Nogdin means streams. So like Rashi. So lift up your eyes and look at the hills, or look at all the streams of water. Rian, look. Efo, where? Efo, look where. Look, the word Efo means where. Lo, now that word Shin Gimel Lamet Saf means to have marital relations, but we don't read like that. We read it Shuchaft, and we read a Lashon Naki. Look, where is there a place where that you did not lie down and do an Avera with an Avodah Zarah? Al Derachim. Efo lo Shuchaft. Period. Furthermore, now you have to repeat the words. Lift up your eyes and see. Al derachim yoshaft lohem. Al derachim yoshaft lohem. You sat in waiting. You, my people, you would sit on the roads waiting to find for yourself a new avodah zarah. Yoshaft lohem ka'aravi, like an Arab. And this means like a merchant, Arab. They would say like a peddler. Here we're using an Arab, like in the same way we would refer to a peddler. A peddler is always looking for business.
Like a gypsy.
A gypsy was. So a person looking for business. He's, exactly. Kairavi Bamidbar, always looking around to find some type of zara. Vatachanifi eretz, you've caused the earth to be guilty. To be guilty, biznusayich, through your adultery, uviroaseich, and your evil deeds. But mitzudos tavit pasuk beis, si einayich, horimi einayich, lift up your eyes, lehabit al hehorim, to the mountains, hagvoyim, uri ayei hamakom ashelo shachafta, shamoim noyafim, where did you not lie down with an adulterer? Show me a place where you did not worship idols. Al drachim lefi shehem shehem shila lezoina. Since we're comparing Klal Yisrael to a zoina, harlot, amar lashon hanefel lezoina. Hayoshemes al hadrachim lios kimuzumenes el hanoyafim. She's waiting for the adulterers. Ritzoina loymar. This means to say he mamseis atzmech. You've made yourself available lechol menakom. Karav v'midbar karavi has. Like this, Arab, haragil l'shemes midbar b'mistar in secret, b'makom she'ein anashim. This person, he lies on a road with no one is there. Kena start atzmucha al hadrachim liyistater sham im hanoyfim. Okay, so I told you what the Radak says, but the mitzvahs of here is learning over here. He's like an Arabi that's in a hiding place. He's lurking in a hiding place. So too, you are hiding out in different locations, seeking and waiting to be an opportunity to avodah zara. Where it's in Eloi ma'am oid chayisa nirdaf achadei avodah sabsilim. You were very involved in pursuing idols. You have flattered the earth by committing adultery. Other sins, other evil deeds. You've caused the earth to become destroyed because of your sins. The sin of a human being contaminates the avira. Contaminates the environment. It destroys the earth. The earth no longer produces produce when people sin. The earth has been flattered, meaning the earth has become guilty and it has to suffer because of man's sins. Let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk beis shafayim. He teaches not like mitzudos. Yivlei mayim. I guess that was the place where people needed idols. We don't know the shulchan aruch of avodah zara, but they would worship idols along the water. Loi, he is lo shoy geles. He over here has the sieve. You did not loshen pilegesh. It means an act of marital relations. Show me a place where you did not actually do this action. Yoshafta lohem liyos nechoyne likrasam. You were always waiting and prepared to worship idols. Karavi yoshev ayhalim. A person that lives in tent shahu tamid matzui bechutz b'midbaros. He's always available in the desert. V'al shem kachu kari aravi shesheichin ba'arava. He lies in the lowlands. He dwells in Arava, in the open plains. So it's not like the Mesudas that says he's in hiding. Over here he learns that he's in an open place, always waiting to find someone to rob, or someone to do business with, an Aravi. Radak, Pasig, Pasig.
Kind of
what?
Juxtaposition. Fayim is either...
Water.
Well, okay. Right. It's the hills, and then...
Then it's going to be...
Bamidbar is the lowlands, or it's the water, and Bamidbar is the dry land.
Okay, so it's going to be a parallel.
Right.
Parallel. Each l'shitasa. Each l'shitasa, very good.
Similar word. Yisokhar, Hamar, Goran, Beis, Amish, Besoya. I'm not sure how they translate that, but I guess you could go either way with that.
Mishpesoyim, Mishpesoyim, the same word. Mishpesoyim, Pesoyim, right, so that means either the hills between the mountains, or it means between streams of water. So if you learn that's a Talmud Chacham, Haikol Tzabir L'chulamayim, it fits very well. Yivle Mayim, the Yisachar is always searching for more Torah. Let's see the Radak Pasuk Bay, Sienayich, Si Shifayim. Mikoymois gevoyim, it means high places. Kemo hechadim haramim, hagvos hanisos, the high hills. Kain kikain the hayderech oivrei oida. Here he learns kikain hayderech oivrei of akum b'zmanahu. They would go up to the mountains. That was the place of worship. Kemo shakosov, like it says next. Shageles ksiv shacheves kri. It's a kri v'ksiv. We don't read this word because this is not a clean word. Kemo yishkoleno. in the Teichacha, coming up in Parshas Bichu Kosei, right? In 2-3 weeks?
No,
it doesn't say only Kisav, doesn't say Yishkavena in Parshas. Okay. Yishkolena, right. Yishkolena, we read a Yishkavena. Vlosho Nikia. Ukvar perashnu kiloshon haznus v'ashchiva hi inyan ha'akam. We would explain the reason why we're using these terms because these terms have been borrowed from the vocabulary, the lexicon of znus. Al drachim yashav lohem perusho le'ovdei akum. He sat on the roads, waiting eagerly to worship idols. Kolayma yashav miyacheles. You were waiting, you were yearning. That's the key word. The only one who used this word is the Radak. You were miyachel. You yearn to find a new avo. Every nation has their own God. The At and you, my people, his avisa lekula loavda. Who's like Klal Yisrael? Umika amcha Yisrael. All the nations only have one avodah zarah. Klal Yisrael has them all. We got them all. That's exactly what it says over here. Everyone has am elohav, oved elohav. Every nation worships one idol, but Klal Yisrael, they worship them all. V'at hisavisa lekulam, you worship them all. You yearn leav them. K'mo sh'amar ki mispar orecha hoyu elohecha yuda. We had before. He says that there are more idols. There are an equal number of idols for cities. Every city has its own idol.
Saying basically, at least one may have to be right. But they're worshiping all of them. Maybe one is right.
Except for one. That's his problem.
Okay, let's go. Aravi Bamidbar. So he has a new interpretation here. He says, the Arabians, Hashachin Bamidbar, Yoshim Lochem al Hadrochim, Miyachlim Hashayaros, they're waiting for caravans, Oivrois, Limchor Mehem, to sell. Like you drive and they're trying to sell you a bottle of water. Right, every time you come to a red light in certain parts of the city, they want to send you a bottle of water. V'liknai sem, you have to buy from them. Therefore, this is like really a third interpretation. According to Rashi, according to the Mitzvah, they're in hiding. According to Rashi, they're in tents. They're just in the public place. According to Radak, they're merchants. They're merchants trying to do business. V'yonesam tergim shifayim nigdin. Not mountains, but it means nigdin. Kemo nigrei b'raisa. Talmud, I don't know what that means, I didn't look it up, but according to, I looked at it, it says in the Targum, I looked in the Jastro, it says that Nigdin means streams of water. The Targum lo shachafta, Targum says you did not lie down, lo ischabart lich lemiflach, you did not join to serve, we'll read the Targum in a moment. I don't know what it means. We'll read it in a moment. Next, biznu sayich, your adultery, besimin ribui echad levad. This is a grammatical point he's making. Biznu sayich, it's really besimin ribui echad levad. Okay, it's an expression that it's written in the plural, or it's written in the singular, biznusayich, but it really means, sometimes when you write in the singular, it refers to multiple sins. The Hadayim Eloi Kosavna B'Sefer Michlol. The Radak wrote two very famous svarim. He wrote many svarim, but two of the famous is called Michlol and Sefer HaShoroshim. Then he wrote another popular sefer called Eit HaSofer. So here, it seems that he often refers to, when he gives us some grammar lessons, he says, refer to my sefer of diktuk called Michlol, look there, and you'll find an entire chapter explaining over here the significance of the use of this word. So here the word biznusayich is an unusual word. It's written singular, but it refers to multiple acts of adultery. The besimin ribui echad levad. It's the collective noun. I think it's called the collective noun. Is that what it could be? That's what it means. V'hadoimim lo, and words that are similar to this, kosavnu b'sefer michlal. B'chelek hadiktuk mimenu, in the chelek, in the portion that deals with this expression. All right, let's see the Targum. Pasik, Beis. Zikufi Enoch, lift up your eyes, Al Nogdin, on the streams of water. The Chazah, take a look. Hechalo is Chabart Lich Lemiflach Letavos. Is there a place in any hill where water runs that you did not worship an idol? Al Urchas Beis Ne Shorehon, and along the path of the plains. Or chas lahon, you arranged, you were waiting. Or chas means either you arranged or you were waiting. Ka'aravo'e, like an Arab. B'sharon b'shchunin b'madbara, which lives b'shchunin in the neighborhoods, in the desert. You were like an Arab, is lying on the roads. V'chayeft, and you've caused guilt, ara. You've caused the earth to become guilty through your mistake, through your worship of idols, and through your shame, your acts of shame. Next pasuk.
Evil,
okay. Actually, evil acts. Next pasuk. Now, as a result, now this is what we say in Kriya Shema. In Lo Yishamaya Tishmuel Mitzvah Sayash Anochim Mitzvah Eschem. But then it goes on to say, but if you do not listen, then the Otsar
Es
HaShemayim V'lo Yihiyem Motor V'ho Adam V'lo Sitein Es Yivula V'avadetem Heira Me'al Haaretz HaTevah. So therefore over here is the first deposit. If you do not do a mitzvah, Hashem will hold back the rain. So here it's over here V'yimonu. What happened? Pasuk Gim V'yimonu Rivivim. It was withheld early rains. Yoyre U'malkosh. Yoyre are the early rains. The Malkosh are the later rains. It was withheld, the early rains and later rains. Lo Hoyo, the Lo Hoyo did not happen. Umeitzach, now here's a very famous pasuk. Umeitzach Isha Zaino Hoyoloch. You had the brazenness of the forehead of an Isha, who is a Zona. Me'antohi Kolein, you refused to be put to shame. You refused when you were found guilty and you were discovered. You had absolutely no shame for your avera. Let's see Mitzudo Stavit Pasuk Gimel. Vayimanu Haloi Ba'avonech, due to your sins Nimnu Harividim V'lochaya Halmalkosh. The early rains and the late rains were withheld. The Imkein Hayul Cholios Bush Mebemasecha. So the Mitzudo explains different. What's the flow of the pasuk? You should have been put to shame when Hashem causes a drought. Out. This is a clear rebuke. Hashem is just telling you, you're sinners. I'm punishing you. You should be put to shame. Yet, you were not shamed. Umeitzach, the forehead. Aval yesh loch meitzach negula kederch isha zoyna she'ena mechasses mitzcha bavur busha bushama. She does not cover her forehead. Loi kederch atznuos she'mechasses mitzchan im yikru lochem davar busha. A woman who's a tznuo, when she's embarrassed, she covers her forehead. Me'anto hi koleim ato you have refused to be shamed and embarrassed from your evil deeds. Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Malkosh Kimotar hired b'nisan al hamalilos, upon the grain, upon the malilos means the crops that are beginning to develop. V'al hakoshin, the soft grain. V'al hakoshin, and the hard ones. Umalkosh, he has here. You know what this word is? This French word. Okay, let's see the Radak. The Radak is very interesting. He has an elaboration of exactly what these two words are. Vayimanu Revivim, Hu HaMotar. What are the Revivim? This is the Motar, Hu HaYod Mim B'Mar Cheshon. This is the...
I take a guess that it means tard means late. So it probably means the
later rain. So that's what it means. That's the French word meaning late. Okay.
Like tardy?
Tardy, to be late. This is the rain which comes down in the Mar Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, when do they start saying the same Talmud Motul Levracha? In Zayin Cheshvan. So that's the early rain. The later rain is in the winter. So this is. It's called Yoyre. Umoyre, what's Yoyre, Umoyre? It's called Yoyre, it's called Moyre, it's the same word. V'chem divrei Rabbi Simchon Levracha, Yoyre b'marchesh, and Malkosh b'nisan. Malkosh is the late rain in Nisan. Ki elu shtei hazmanim mehim zmani hamotel l'tzrech hatzvud, when it's raining, v'roev hazmanim, v'roev hamotel yoyre b'marcheshvain. So the most place, he says, the early rain comes down in Marcheshvain. Therefore, it's called Niko Yerach Bol. Okay, why is it called in Tanakh, in Sefer Melachim, when Shlomo HaMelech, when he finished, what was Chodesh Bol? Okay, so an event happened in Cheshvan. Okay, whatever, I don't remember. But Yerach Bol, why is it called Bol Miloshon Mabol? Bol comes, a mabul means a storm,
torrential rains.
And sometimes it's called revivim, where it's called yoyra. Sometimes rain is called revivim. Rain is bol is cheshvan. Bol is chodesh cheshvan. So why is it called loshon mabul? Because that's when it rains. The inyan apostik oimer ki nimdu hager hagashav b'nei maasim arayim. And the telling over here, the basic rule is that when a person, when klai yishol does avera, so it does not rain. K'mo yishamar b'torah v'sartem v'avadetem elohim acherim v'hishtachavis mchem v'chugoymer v'chara af hashem mchem v'yotzar es hashamayim v'lo yihye motor v'im kol ze shemonati harivivim b'avoneich u'malkosh lo hoya. Even though Hashem has been rebuking, has shown an open rebuke by preventing the rain, loy nichlamta mima asecha. You have not been put to shame from your evil deeds. For hoy lecha meitzach ki isha zaynosh eina bosha mina afoyfeha. She's not embarrassed from the people that she commits adultery with. Umirima meitzach, she lifts up her forehead. Umiiza poneha, and she shows chutzpah. The alpha pishanavim mochich mosav yomulach. Boshi mima asecha. Rei ha'inish shema sigoch. They were giving the Musa, be embarrassed from your deeds. Look at the punishment Hashem is to bring upon you. In kol zeh me'anta, you have refused, he kolein, to be put to shame. V'zehu sh'omar me'anta, what does it mean? Sh'kolayma sh'ayisa mima'enes, you refused. B'toychochas ha'nevim, with the Musa of the Nevim, lo'yboshim v'nehem. V'raboseinu z'chonim l'vrocha d'arishu aposek v'yamu inegashom netzomel b'shul azeh panim. Born halacha, chazal, that it, the reason why there's a lack of rain is chutzpah. Chutzpah is what causes rain to be withheld. Shenemar, vayim, this is very interesting. Where does the word chutzpah come from? Okay, anyone know where the word chutzpah comes from? So it appears, it's even in the dictionary today, it's become an English word. Chutzpah, brazenness. I mean, there's no real good translation for chutzpah. You have to experience it to know what it really means. So, gall is not, doesn't capture the full flavor. Even the goyim acknowledge there's no real good word for chutzpah.
I've heard the explanation of chutzpah as not backing down from a challenge.
Yeah, but that can be used in a good way.
Yes.
Chutzpah has a connotation
of the confrontation between the Jews and the Greeks. Both are said to have azus.
Azus is not chutzpah. It's a different connotation. We understand what it means. It seems from this radak that the word chutzpah is an Aramaic word. That's what he says. He translates Netzach, but the word chutzpah is really a translation of the Netzach ponim of a zona. A zona is not good. You can't use chutzpah seemingly in a positive form. Yes, you want to do something good. What?
Shameless.
Right, so it's something which is bad, evil, because we're dealing with a zona, and it's her brazenness and a refusal to show any sense of shame. And the translation for all of these words put together, the Targum invents one word which summarizes the entire theme of this pasuk called chutzpah. That's the Targum. It comes from the Targum. The Yimanu Revivim V'Goymer V'Yonesam Targum V'Chaytsefa Ki'itisa. The chutzpah of an itisa of a woman, nafkas bara, that goes out into the street. A woman who goes out into the street and makes herself hefker. For men, havaloch, that's what has come upon you. This is the makar of the word chutzpah. The as panim yikra chutzpah beloshen. I was saying the as panim yikra chotzuf. Someone who's brazen is called a chotzuf beloshen. I was saying it's from the racha. So it's an Aramaic word. That's at least what the impression you get over here from. You go look on Wikipedia and see how they teach it. Maybe they have a different etymology, the source. But this is what it seems to say. I remember listening to a very interesting shiur from the OU, by Stolper, or by Pinchas Stolper.
Stolper.
He was the head of NCSY. So he was a Talmud, a very close Talmud of Rav Chutner. He once gave a shir, like a hesped of Rav Chutner. And he said that he was in the car with him once, and Rav Chutner was already very old, and he had his cane. And Rav Chutner said, it's very disturbing that Mashiach has not come. And Mashiach doesn't seem like it's coming anytime soon. So Rav Chutner, he took his cane, and he was banging with his cane in the car, and he says, if it's not going to come soon, we're just going to have to bring Mashiach with chutzpah. We're going to have to bring Mashiach with chutzpah. That doesn't fit into what it says over here. Chutzpah, obviously, was played.
You're going to complain to God, you deserve it now.
It struck me, that expression.
Well, right. I think that's what he probably meant.
He obviously, he didn't mean it literally. He just meant that we're getting very desperate. We're getting very desperate for Mashiach.
It means, we have to take some kind of bold action.
That's what he meant. That's how we use it, bold action. Look, that's really what Lubavitch is all about.
Okay.
Lubavitch is to take the horn.
NCSY.
What's it called?
So NCSY was a form of
kirov
that he encouraged.
No, I'm just saying. Rav Chutner was talking about Mashiach. Just in general, was talking about Mashiach. But Lubavitch is, we want Mashiach now. Okay, a lot of people are very upset with that slogan now. What do you want it now? You have to deserve it. Yes, you want it. You want it just because you want it. You're going to get it.
I read he called it kind of an infantile behavior.
That's why children sing it.
Okay, let's take a look at the. We did the Rashi. Did we do the Rashi? Did I skip by mistake? Let's see Pasuk Gimel. We did the Rashi. Let's just see the Targum. Pasuk Gimel. The Ismenau Risisaya. Risisaya is the early rains. Has been withheld. Umalkoisha the late rains. Loha alohava the chutzpah. And the brazenness, the arrogance, ki itisa, like a woman, nafkas bira, that goes out into the street. It's interesting what he calls a zona. A zona doesn't call a woman that has, he calls a woman that makes herself available in the street. Havalich misoraft, you have refused, lehiskina'ah, to humble yourself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now there's a very popular medrash. The medrash says that obviously we have the tzitz. The tzitz, upon the tzitz, it says Kodesh LaHashem. And the fact that the tzitz rests upon the forehead, and the forehead is the expression the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu is using for chutzpah, Chazal say that the tzitz is mechaper on azus panim. The tzitz mechaber on azus panim. Now that has a very deep meaning, because what does it say on the tzitz? Kodesh LaHashem. Holiness, and the word holiness going many layers deep, it also relates to zinus. Kol mokam kedoshim to you, kol mokam sha'at motzei geder Rashi. It's the first Rashi in the sixth pasuk. Kedoshim to you, kol mokam sha'at motzei geder erva, sham ate motzei kedusha. Kedusha and a geder, and a barrier, a protection from arayos, go hand in hand. So a zona, all of these things, all of these are all different pieces of the puzzle. A zona is the extreme of the absence of kedusha. Because again, the first Rashi in the sixth parasha, kol makom sha'at motzei geder erva sham at motzei kedusha. Kedusha, holiness, represents setting up protection, barriers, to be careful not to be nichshol in matters of arayos. A zona has broken down all the barriers. There are no barriers whatsoever. The tzitz, and what is the characteristic of a zona? chutzpah. Where's chutzpah defined? What part of the person? The netzach, the forehead. What is mechaper and chutzpah? The tzitz. That is why on the tzitz precisely it says kodesh laHashem. Think about it. If you were given the task to put words on the tzitz, you've got it in your mind. What words would you select to put on the tzitz? I'll prove to you, you've got it in your mind. Because in the Bate Knesios, when they have an Urim Kodesh, and they have a committee to decide what words to put on the Urim Kodesh, they will never come to a resolution.
Sure,
what? Because traditionally it used to be Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. So some people, they feel it's already overused, so they want to go put something else. So what are they going to put? So you'll see, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. You go into every shul, you look on the Urim Kodesh, you'll find something different. Something different. In Rabbi Wolfson's shul in Bar Park, I found that to be the most interesting. Here on there, it's in big letters, Hashem Beheichal Kodshai. Hashem is resting His Shechina Beheichal Kodshai. In Rabbi Kahn's shul, they have there something very elaborate. Ashreinu Matoiv Chalkeinu Manom. I think it says that. He has something very on the Aron Kodesh. And they just did an Aron Kodesh where I daven around the corner from me in Ruach HaTorah. So there they put on the lettering Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Summit. Classic. Every shul.
Da'alifnei
Miata Oimed. They put that sentence on the Omot. In Echnami, put on the Aron Kodesh. Ki mitzion teitzei sar udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. You'll go out of your mind. And you'll have a committee. You'll have more.
That's
what
Osatman does.
Yeah?
Because Tamar is a title
one. They don't put on the Aron Kodesh.
Sure they do.
They do?
They even put the bay trees. Or
they put the Pasuk Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach?
Right.
Wait, why Tamar? Because that's...
Tamar Yiddish is a title
down.
A title down. They put the Rebbe on... That's all. And then they Meranes. Okay, so therefore, I just want to give you a marshal. If you would go in now, so you have the tzitz. What are you going to put on the tzitz? Ask an average person, what lettering should you put on the tzitz? You'll put V'Hakoyin HaGodol Me'echov, or you'll put some Nusach Shavisi Hashem. I mean, there are so many things you can put. Would the words Kodesh Hashem be a candidate? Probably not. And yet the Torah says Kodesh LaHashem. Why? Because the tzitz is mechaper on chutzpah. Chutzpah on Azaz Panim. Chutzpah is captured in a zoyna. A zoyna's forehead represents chutzpah. Chutzpah has broken the essence of the zoyna, is a woman who has broken every barrier, every geder of arayos. And arayos, the first Rashi in Parash Kedoshim, kol mokom sha'atei moitzei geder, Erva, Sham, Atem, might say Kiddusha, Mimela, the perfect words to appear on the tzitz are the words Kodesh LaHashem. Because this is what we need to mechaper on the avoin of chutzpah. Now, in Yechiel Michal's Stern Sefer, he has a Likud of Midrashim, so he says it's a contradiction. He has a very big chiddush. He says a contradiction because we find Chazal also tell us that the tzitz is mechaper it's mechaper on korbanos. What does it say? I forgot. There's another chazan. I don't even remember anymore. It's mechaper on another avera. He has an elaboration. He wants to conclude the very big chiddush. It's not the tzitz that's mechaper on. That's mechaper on chutzpah. It's the tcheles of the tzitz. The tzitz was tied to the head with a psil tcheles. In fact, the art school, they really did a really good job in the new art school, the illustrations where they show very clearly there were three cords of tcheles that were used to fasten the tzitz to the forehead on the two sides and one in the middle. And they all came together in this very elaborate bow in the back. A very, very good illustration. So he basically proves, I don't know if it's his idea, he proves that they really, that when it says here in Chazal that the tzitz is mechaper on the avoin of Azos Panim, it really refers to the tcheles of the tzitz. The tzitz itself is mechaper for korbanos that were done between betumah, right? That's what it says. The tzitz mechaper, if a carbon was brought betumah, the tzitz is mechaper. No one ever knows about about it, the tzitz mechaber for kabbonis that were brought in a state of tumah. Ah, but it says in the chazal that tzitz mechaber and ahaz is panim. So simple, you'll say, so what's the big deal? Eil v'il, divir l'kim chayim, the tzitz mechaber and multiple averis. But he proves no when it says that tzitz mechaber and chutzpah means the tchelis. That also fits very well with this thing, because where does znus come from? V'loy sasudu acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem asher atem zoynim achareihem. And what do we do to counteract the yetzar for our ayos? Tzitzis. And what's the ikka part of the tzitzis? The tcheles. Tcheles doimel yam, yam doimel rakia, rakia doimel kisya kovoid. Those three words are Rosh famous yorech. Yam, yud, rakia's resh, and kise, yud resh chof, yorech. Yorech is the thigh. That's the makom of the erva. It's the tzitzis mechape, tzitzis, the tchelis is a way to remind us not to be nichshol in our ayos. So the mele makes a lot of sense. Rabbi Chil Michelstern says that's why it's the tchelis of the tzitz. The tzitz is located where? On the meitzach, on that makom. But what fastens the tzitz into that makom of the meitzach? The tchelis. And the tchelis is the color which reminds a person not to be nichshol, reminds the eyes not to be nichshol in our ayos. The zoyna is the spitz of the one who is nichshol in arayos. She has broken all the barriers. So the mele, we need to counteract the zona, the chutzpah, the azpan of the zona, with the tchelas, the psil tchelas to be mechaper. And the tzitz itself, the gold itself, is mechaper for the avoin of kadoshim. Okay, so this concludes pasuk gimel of the pasuk dal. We'll stop over here.